This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practice in pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology? Standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. If you have questions about the longevity products, formulations, ingredients, our True Skin Health products, comments, or a success story you'd like to share, we love hearing those. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on The Bright Side, you can call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or you can head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to click on the Join the Team link to start a longevity business and join me in my mission to educate the world about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can be a member of the Bright Side Ben team. You can get your products at the wholesale price. You can enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having your own business, all for a one-time $25 fee. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have been talking about digestive health as it regards estrogen and hormones, and I haven't lost sight of the fact that we're talking about, well, when you're talking about digestive system, you're really talking about everything. And when you're talking about things like heartburn, GERD, you're talking about a digestive problem. GERD is a digestive health issue. All digestive health issues should be somehow linked to foods. It's pretty much that simple. Everything's about the digestive system. The digestive system is about foods in a large extent, not completely. Well, actually completely, because even the microbiome, the bacteria, are related to food. Everything's about food. It all comes down to what we eat, which makes perfect sense when you think about it, because the body is a self-contained system with one exception, and that's food and maybe air. Aside from food and air, the body is just like this circle, a closed system. So it makes perfect sense that what we eat, and to a certain extent what we breathe, is going to play the most important role in how our body shows up. And no matter what the health challenge is, if you backtrack it to food, you're going to have you're going to get a powerful leverage point by backtracking to food. No matter what your health challenge is, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, whatever, autoimmunity, whatever, if you backtrack to food, whether it's causal or not, I'm not saying it's the cause, although if you push me to it, I probably would be hard-pressed to come up with another cause, but at least, at the very least, you have a powerful leverage point if you backtrack to food. Now, the problem is there's all this resistance to changing how we eat. There's all this resistance to food because we have been convinced that we need to eat way more than we need to eat. And I'm not judging anybody or shaming anybody. I'm just as bad as anybody else. But we've been convinced we need to eat way more than we need to eat. They don't say it anymore, but when I was growing up, and even up until about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, they used to tell you all the time, you're supposed to eat 5 or 6 times a day. Now, there are still some knucklehead nutritionists who will say to eat 5 or 6 times a day, but that's the kind of logic that gets us into the pickle we're in, because the brain is already predisposed to eat. Our brains grew up in starvation mode. Our brains learn to handle starvation. Our brains and bodies know how to handle a certain amount of starvation. But we have we've become saturated, immersed. We wallow in calories in the year 2018, and 1,000 years ago, let alone 10,000 years ago, or 15, or 20,000, or 50,000, or 100,000, when the body grew up and the brain grew up, that wasn't the case. Our brain grew up on starvation conditions, so it learned how to thrive in starvation, or at least learned how to respond to starvation, and it learned to find calories. So we are already predisposed from a brain perspective to find calories wherever we can find them. And to make matters worse, not only do we have calories everywhere today, but we've got foods that have been artificially manipulated to be concentrated calories. It's a huge problem, literally, and no pun intended, because it's behind our very obvious issues around body fat and obesity. So if you have any health condition, backtrack to food is what I'm saying, and that starts off with eating less food, way less food. So we've been talking about GERD and heartburn. And clearly, that's a digestive health issue. But we don't link it to foods. We take antacids and Zantac and Tagamet. We give it to kids. Prilosec, proton pump inhibitors, Maalox. We got all kinds of antacids that we take. Alka-Seltzer. But we never see, for some reason, the link between our GERD and our heartburn and foods, it just doesn't click. But we know that foods can have a major health, a major connection to how acid is secreted, number one, and also to how bacteria in the intestine proliferate or don't proliferate, or what kinds proliferate. The most important considerations when you're dealing with GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, is the relationship between our digestive health and our food choices. Food choices are where you want to look if you're dealing with heartburn or GERD, and also probiotics. But food choices are the most important thing, especially carbs. We talked about FODMAPs. When I say carbs, I mean carbs, all carbs, asparagus carbs, broccoli carbs. Carbs that have broccoli actually is not one of the big problem ones, but the point I'm making is even veggies can be a problem via this FODMAPs connection. FODMAPs is an acronym that stands for fermentable oligo-di-monosaccharides and polyols. Just basically sugars. Basically sugars and sorbitol, which is not considered a sugar by diabetics or the American Diabetic Association, xylitol, mannitol, anything that ends with an OL. These OL substances are very sweet, and they can act like sugar. Sorbitol might even, I think sorbitol is sweeter than sugar, but it really messes up the intestine for some people. So look on your sugar-free candy and look for your sugar-free gum if you're dealing with heartburn or GERD, and very well, you may be having a sorbitol problem. So FODMAP, sorbitol, anything that you'll find in wheat and rye, and by the way, gluten-free doesn't matter. You could be gluten-free, but you still get these FODMAPs sugars in your wheat and rye and barley and your all. But I'm gluten-free. I'm only eating gluten-free brownies. Well, it could be the FODMAPs in the brownies. That's why I always say do a food diary. Link your problems to food in writing. Do a food diary. Chart your foods. If you're a nurse or you're a doctor, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You chart. This is what medical professionals do when they want to take care of your body. So we can be our own medical professionals by charting. If you are sick, you have to chart. Unless, because if you don't do it, you're going to pay a doctor to do it and then do whatever he tells you to do. Chart your digestive systems or digestive symptoms and your food choices, what you're eating and how your body feels. You will be shocked by what you find out, especially if you fast for a couple of days first. That's the whole thing about a food diary. So stomach acid and it should always be connected. Excessive stomach acid, GERD, heartburn should always be connected to food. And make no mistake about it, if your stomach acid is messed up long term, the rest of your body will follow, especially especially when it comes to the master regulating gland, which we'll talk about when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will return with more good health information right after this.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive pages. BenFuchsArchives.com and BrightsideBen.com. We also have news stories and blog posts at BrightsideBen.com. PharmacistBen.com and CriticalHealthNews.com. You'll also find all your favorite longevity products. On our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, you can get your Truth Treatment products, by the way, at truthtreatments.com, or Truth Biomimetic Mineral Mist made with fulvic minerals, polyelectrolytes. Loving my polyelectrolytes. Dr. Wallach's been talking about these. He didn't call them polyelectrolytes, but that's what he was referring to. These electrical minerals that are produced for us by bacteria and plants and left behind in the soil. And these electrical minerals are thought by scientists to be the beginnings of life. They're known today as being a major carrier of the life force. So cool how bacteria in the soil will turn the rock of the planet, planet Earth is just this big old rock, into magical living chemistry, geochemistry. Biogeochemistry is what it's actually what it's called. Bio for biology, geo for geology, and chemistry for the molecules that do all of this stuff, and it's all carried by electrical minerals, which are called fulvic minerals, which you can find in our biomimetic mineral mist at truthtreatments.com. Fulvic minerals have this super amazing carrier property. They magnetically carry amino acids and other minerals and proteins and various phytonutrients that are found in the soil. They carry these things into plants. And they also, if you use them on your skin, they'll carry active ingredients into your skin. They have a carrying property. So amazing, these plant-derived minerals, plant-derived fulvic polyelectrolyte minerals. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open. We're talking about the relationship between stomach acid and good health, stomach acid and the rest of the body. And when it comes to this connection, this underappreciated connection, nothing is more underappreciated and nothing is more relevant at the same time to the health of the body than the relationship between the stomach acid and the master regulating gland in the body, i.e. the thyroid. Nobody ever talks about this. The relationship between stomach acid and the thyroid, and given the fact that so many millions and millions of Americans have hypothyroid issues, and hypothyroidism is the jumping off point to all chronic degenerative diseases. Do you know every year thyroid medication is among the best selling drugs of all time? And do you know that if you have hypothyroidism and you go to the doctor, there is nothing... I want you to think about this. If you've gone to the doctor for your hypothyroidism, and so many of you have, there is nothing the doctor can do. This is a myth and a lie to believe that the medical model can address hypothyroidism. It cannot. Sit with this for a second. Hypothyroidism is behind everything. Is there anything that the doctor can do for hypothyroidism? No. Why do you think you get thyroid hormone if you're hypothyroid? Thyroid hormone is not going to fix your thyroid. Thyroid hormone is going to maybe give you a little bit of a thyroid hormone buzz, maybe, because every pharmacist knows that thyroid medication is ridiculous. That's why they have to keep changing the dose on you if you're on Synthroid or levothyroxine. Nothing points out the utter futility, stupidity, ignorance, uselessness, impotence of the modern medical model than how your doctor treats hypothyroidism. He can't. And nobody even talks about that. We just assume the doctor's going to fix us. And the doctor himself probably, the way he sits and thinks about it, he knows that's not going to happen because thyroid hormone doesn't fix the thyroid. You got to take care of the gland, not replace the hormone, which you cannot do anyway. You can't replace hormones. Get that out of our heads. We got to get that notion out of our heads. You cannot replace hormones. You can maybe give the body a very, very pale imitation of one, but there's no way. There's no such thing as bioidentical, for that matter. Throw that one in the trash. Flush that one down the toilet. There's no such thing as bioidentical. It doesn't exist. And Synthroid is not a fix for the thyroid. So we say, well, what the heck can I do? Well, the first thing you could do is you can work on stomach acid. Digestive health in general, for a couple of reasons. Stomach acid, first of all, is going to help you absorb magnesium and zinc and the B complex and nutrients that are important for the thyroid. And oh, by the way, if you are iodine deficient, and a lot of people are, not only are you going to have problems making thyroid hormone, but you're going to have problems making stomach acid, which is another reason why you want to make sure you're on iodorol or a good iodine supplement. Especially, no matter what your health issue is, iodine is unspeakably valuable. And because we don't eat as much, it's really not a terrestrial mineral, iodine, it's an ocean mineral. So if we're not eating enough ocean foods, algae, seaweed, fish, etc., I wouldn't say you're definitely iodine deficient, but you're certainly not iodine, you haven't maxed out on your iodine capabilities or potential. You know, it's one thing to be full-blown deficient, and probably most people aren't going to be full-blown deficient in iodine because of iodized salt. And you know, if you had a full-blown iodine deficiency, like a full-blown one, you'd have this huge, disgusting, awful-looking swelling in your throat area called a goiter. We don't have those. You don't see those. Rarely you'll see somebody with a goiter, but used to be more common before they iodized salt. So, yes, most people aren't going to be completely deficient in iodine to the point where they're goiter, but you could be subclinically. That is, you don't have to go to the doctor. You're not sick, deficient in iodine, and that can show up as deficiencies in stomach acid and hypothyroidism. This whole idea of subclinical nutritional deficiency is very, very important, and it's based on the scam of the RDA. The scam of the RDA, and I shouldn't say the scam, because before we had the RDA, the RDA at least gives you the minimum. But the scam part of it is that we think we're deluded into thinking, your doctor's deluded into thinking all you need is the RDA. Your doctor, for the most part, the medical model, for the most part, believes the RDA is all you need. No, the RDA is all you need to stop being, not to have a disease, but it's not all you need. So this delusion of the RDAs has led to functional deficiencies that are subclinical, not bad enough for you to have a goiter maybe, but bad enough for you to have hypothyroidism or suppressed stomach acid in the case of iodine. There's also a very interesting relationship between the intestine and the microbiome and the intestine and the thyroid and stomach acid. So stomach acid deficiencies are going to throw off the microbiome, and because the microbiome, that is the bacteria that live in the gut, are very important for thyroid health for some interesting reasons, which we'll talk about here in our next Bright Side episode. But there's a very important connection between the microbiome and the thyroid. When your acid is thrown off, your microbiome is thrown off. That also will mess up thyroid health. So nutritional deficiencies, microbiome issues, these are all the bridge points between poor stomach acid and hypothyroidism. If you are hypothyroid, iodine is important for thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone may help you with, may give you a little buzz, but you're not going to help the thyroid. If you're hypothyroid, focus on the gut and focus on stomach acid. If you're hypothyroid, look at the digestive system, look at stomach acid, and you'll notice this is where the first point of the triangle of disease meets the third point of the triangle of disease, and you get this vicious downward spiral. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with your phone calls and more good health information on the Bright Side right after this.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5335. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is still in that position, but it's not clear how much longer he will be. Rosenstein's to meet with President Trump at the White House Thursday after reports that yesterday he was on the verge of resigning or was expecting to be fired. Since Rosenstein oversees the Russia investigation, one of President Trump's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, said yesterday if Rosenstein does go, there should be a pause in that investigation. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
I'd probably go a step further. I think the Mueller probe should end because they've spent a year and a half and they found nothing because there is nothing. There was no collusion.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. President Trump's at the UN General Assembly for its annual fall meetings. Speaking today, he's expected to defend his controversial global trade policies. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open for you at 844-236-6010. Hang on if you're on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. If you've got questions about the longevity products, business, health challenges, heartburn issues, hypothyroid issues, anything we're talking about here today, or if you just have a comment or a success story, we love hearing from you on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010. Love hearing from my smart callers. You always have something good to say. And I love knowing who's out there anyway. So 844-236-6010 is our number. This is from the Food and Drug Administration. I don't even know where this is from, but The yogurt industry wants greater liberty to use the term yogurt. They want more foods to cover the term yogurt. This is a really interesting article. If low-fat yogurt is blended with fatty ingredients like coconut or chocolate, is it still low-fat? Is it still even yogurt? In other words, at what point does yogurt not become yogurt? At what point do you have so much coconut in there it's coconut and not yogurt? Or so much chocolate in there that it's chocolate and not yogurt? Or so much fruit in there it's fruit and not yogurt? Where's the cutting off point? And I think this is so interesting because it shows how we've lost touch with what food is. Food has now become a legal description or a legal definition. It's called the peanut butter rule, by the way. The peanut butter rule refers back to a time in the 1950s when they had to negotiate with peanut butter companies what exactly constituted peanut butter. And so the makers of Jif and the makers of all the other, I don't even know the other types of peanut butter, but that are out there, the Peanut Butter Manufacturers Association got together with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to figure out what kind of foods could be in a substance and still have it called peanut butter. Now we got a problem with yogurt, and it just points to the fact that we've corrupted our food to such an extent that we have to have legal descriptions of what a food is. Yogurt is an awesome food, by the way, if you can handle the lactose in there, or if you can handle the milk proteins in there. And when you ferment, we're talking before we went to break about bacteria, how they act on rocks. Well, they also act on proteins and sugars, I should say, in yogurt. And proteins, for that matter. They react with food substances, and they grow, and they proliferate, and that's what yogurt is. That's what fermented food is. Fermented food is just bacterial action on veggies or bacterial action on dairy. And yogurt is incredibly valuable food if it's correct, done correctly. That is, if it doesn't have a whole bunch of sugar in it, because it's already got sugar in it anyway. You just can't taste it for all the acid. If it has the live cultures in it. Well, just because you're eating yogurt doesn't mean you're getting the live cultures. That's what you're looking for, is live cultures. That's why you want to, when you're purchasing your yogurt, you want to be an ingredient reader. You want to be a label reader. Don't just grab the Danone or the Yoplait. And certainly not the frozen yogurt stands that we eat instead of ice cream. There ain't nothing healthy about that yogurt that you're getting in the frozen yogurt stands instead of ice cream. It's zero health. You may like it, and that's great, but don't do it because you think it's healthy. All right, so let me do one more here, and then we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010. Academics at the University of Cambridge and Lund University in Sweden have devised the first strategy to, quote, go after, unquote, the cause of Alzheimer's disease. They're going after the cause. And this is leading to hope that new drugs could be developed to treat dementia. They want to come out with drugs because they're looking to see what's going on in the brain of the dementia patient. You don't need to know. You don't need to know. And interestingly, in this article, which talks about a groundbreaking plan to target the cause of Alzheimer's disease with drugs, they also say, quote, Alzheimer's disease leads to the death of nerve cells and tissue loss throughout the brain. No, Alzheimer's disease doesn't lead to tissue loss throughout the brain. Alzheimer's disease is tissue loss throughout the brain. That's what the problem is. Not the amyloid plaques and the viruses and the bacteria, blah, 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 blah. You can have all the amyloid plaques. The amyloid plaques are there to patch the brain up. They're the Band-Aid. That's called amyloidosis, by the way. Do you know there's a disease called amyloidosis? Amyloidosis is just one of those disease names that just describes what's happening in the body. Amyloidosis is a disease state. They call it a disease, but it's just a phenomena. The phenomena called amyloidosis happens in the lungs, and it happens in the liver. It happens everywhere. They call it amyloidosis. But if it happens in the brain, they call it Alzheimer's disease. And you get treated like you have Alzheimer's disease. No, it's just the brain, the body, a part of the body deteriorating, and then the body patching it up with amyloid. There's no cause to it like that. It's just a general deterioration of the body. It's arthritis of the brain, Alzheimer's disease, and you treat it the same way you treat anything, from your comfort of your own kitchen and living room, and maybe gym if you want, or stairs. Because exercise plays a very important role in circulation, and that plays a very important role in the health of all systems in the body, including the brain. All right, 844-236-6010. 6010 is our number. If you want just a quick way of dealing with Alzheimer's disease, focus on food. And any brain health issue, for that matter, focus on food and the digestive system. All right, 844-236-6010, Spencer in Toronto. Good morning. What's up, Spencer? Spencer going once. Do we have Spencer? Hello? I don't know what happened, Spencer. Put him back on hold, and we'll go to Cliff in Ontario. Cliff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's going on, Cliff? How you doing, man?
Talk about, I thought they might have mixed up the names or something, and you know, like Spencer, Toronto, Cliff.
Now I got two Canadian calls.
Yeah.
Back to back. What's going on in Canada today? You're in Toronto too, aren't you, Cliff? Or no, you're not.
Like 4 hours away, maybe by car. Actually, I'm in the city that got hit by the tornado.
Is it winter time yet, or no?
Well, just starting, actually. I just had to start to go into my sweaters and jackets now, more so like for the fall. It goes fall and then quickly into winter, you know?
Yeah, it does. It's beautiful out there, though. I'm a fan of Ontario, that's for sure. What's going on? How can we help you?
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is that I'm following the theme of your show today in my life, actually. Because I started, another drug withdrawal again on the 23rd.
From what?
That would be Sunday, another phase of it.
What are you withdrawing from, Cliff?
Olanzapine, the Zyprexa, but it takes a long time, eh? And I used to think, you know, I was doing it wrong. But actually, I talked to the pharmacist, and she got a good one finally that, you know, will talk to you. And then she said, I'm actually doing it right. You know, I'm the one, following all this stuff is I'm actually doing it right. And it's funny because I was noticing.
Diagnosed? I'm going to take a break here, so I'll let you finish up when we come back. But were you diagnosed as a schizophrenic or you had OCD, right?
No, schizophrenia.
What kind of schizophrenia?
Paranoid schizophrenia.
Huh. And you're 61 or 62, right?
I'm going to be 62 at the end of the week, yeah.
Well, you sound so lucid and clear-headed. What the heck? It's interesting.
Maybe I'm going to write it all down, and I'll explain why one day.
Yeah, you sound like a very bright guy. I used to work in mental health facilities doing psych pharmacy, and I was always blown away by schizophrenics, how intelligent they were, creative. And it's really interesting how I find schizophrenia quite fascinating. And you sound very clear-headed for a schizophrenic. Cliff, hang on. We got to take a break, and we'll let you finish up when you come back, okay?
Thank you.
Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. That line's open, 844-236-6010. We'll be back after this.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Hold on.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back. The Bright Side, 4-4-2-3-6-6-10. We're talking to Cliff in Ontario. Hey there, Cliffy. I got a full board here. Why don't you ask me if you had a question or comment or what's going on?
Well, I just commented on what you just said about schizophrenia. Like, most of the things that people don't realize about schizophrenia is we're going by what the medical profession says. And concerning schizophrenia, like, most of the doctors, they contradict themselves, and they're not, like, a lot of things they say wouldn't stand up in court. Like, if you went in front of a judge and you gave, like, all this evidence, you could blow holes in pretty well a lot of things they say. So basically, if you're going to say, well, this person's got schizophrenia, well, so what? Like, you know, what do you mean by that?
And right.
Like, is your observation, is it accurate or is anything?
Yeah, it's based on somebody's opinion. It's all based on basically their opinion. That's what a diagnosis in general is it's an opinion. But at least with physiological diagnosis, you have some certain standards. But with psychological diagnoses and psychiatric diagnosis, that's not the case. It's just basically a few criteria here and there that are invented, that are synthesized. Go ahead, Cliff.
Basically, at time, too, when you're dealing with people with schizophrenia, it takes time, and they don't want to spend time, so they rely heavily on drugs. So, like, when your drugs are involved, this is another thing altogether. It's like your mind goes into, I can't describe, you would never understand what it's like, and this is it. And then there's actually, with the drugs, there's no exit strategy. So basically, with all these drugs, they don't give you an exit strategy.
There's no exit strategy. That's well said. That's the way it is with a lot of drugs. Hey, let me ask something, then I've got to let you go, Cliff. Let me just ask you real quick. I heard a schizophrenic once talking. He when he was on medication, he was very lucid. But when he was off the medication, he was schizophrenic. He was delusional. And he was saying how when he was in his delusional state, he was trying to communicate normally, but the words just came out jumbled out, and the thoughts were. Is that accurate? Is that an accurate description? Like, he was inside his body, kind of trapped, where he was trying to communicate, but for some reason, the thoughts and the words were not coming out the way he had intended them.
It all depends on the person. Like, I don't really like suffer that sort of thing, but I have seen a lot of people in my travels
Yeah.
Believe me, I have a wealth of experience being hospitalized and stuff like that and knowing people personally.
Yeah.
And I would say that, like, I remember...
There's a lucid person inside, Cliff. There's a lucid person inside, but on the outside, he's trying to get out, he can't.
And that stuff is abuse, say. People don't really realize this. It's like a person has been subjected to incredible abuse. And because this creates, like, problems with the mind, and then people don't want to deal with it because it takes a lot of work and a lot of patience. So basically, you've got to process somebody. And because of the way things work with money and legality, you've got to label somebody to get finances and then get the guy into the system. And then the guy's drugged now, so the guy can't work, you know. Go ahead.
I understand this relationship between trauma and schizophrenia. It's clear cut. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Is there a way, do you think, in your opinion, as a patient, do you think there's a way to turn it around with enough processing, going through your trauma, your pain? Is there a way to cure people of that, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. In a lot of cases, it all depends on the individual, but, like, you can. But the problem is people, they don't have time and money for this.
Uh-huh.
But it ends up costing more anyhow because you got to pay for the guy for the rest of his life, his meds, everything, and all these different hospitalizations.
A lot of people make a lot of money off of all that stuff.
Well, listen, in Ontario here, right, I've seen guys that are dying, like, because of lack of nutrition. But they got $800, $900 a month for meds for these guys.
That's great. And what could they do with supplements and with bananas and with good food and, you know, quality fish and seafood? And for $800 a month, you get lobster probably, too. Hey, I got to go. I got to go, Cliff. That's all good stuff. Really, really good stuff. I appreciate talking to you. Have a good day, man. All right, take care. All right, let's go back to Toronto and catch up with Spencer. What's up, Spencer? How you doing, man?
Good, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Well, I called in last week asking about cell lamps, and
yes.
You couldn't quite remember the
name. Yeah, full spectrum. I did look into it, and I forgot to tell you about it. Yeah, you want to look for a sun lamp that's got the UVB, first of all. There's different sun rays. There's UVA, UVB, and UVC, and it's UVB that is the one that gets you the vitamin D and the good mood. But I would just do something called a full spectrum light. And I didn't quite remember the name of it, but it's a full spectrum light that you're looking for, and that has everything.
Okay.
That pretty much has everything, and you can get them on Amazon. They're really cheap, $100, $120, and I highly recommend them. All right.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good deal. Thanks. Take care, Spencer. All right, let's go to Chris in Texas and say good morning. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Hi. First of all, how much is too much manganese? What's the considered to be the toxic level of manganese?
You know, what are you ingesting? I mean, that's such an unusual one. It's hard for it's very difficult to. I never really heard of a manganese overdose unless you're. You can definitely take too much manganese unless you're. Unless you're like going out of your way to take it, I don't know what a toxic dose of manganese would be, because I've never really heard of a manganese toxicity. It's just such a rare mineral. What are you thinking?
Well, because for those people like me who have not made the transition to longevity yet for whatever excuses or reasons or inadequate financial situation, when I go to retail stores and I buy supplements over the counter. A lot of these supplements, especially the cheap ones, they like to dump a bunch of manganese in their products.
Manganese is really important. Manganese is really important, but if you're not, I mean, if you're getting like 10 milligrams a day or 20 milligrams a day or something like that, probably that's not a good idea. The RDA on manganese is around 2 or so. I don't remember off the top of my head.
There's this one supplement that I take that... actually two supplements. This one that I take, which has 200 micrograms of selenium, also has 5 milligrams of manganese. But I have to be careful because another supplement
if you take a bunch of different types of supplements, they throw manganese in it, you can end up with a lot of manganese, is what you're thinking?
Well, just like another supplement I take, the glucosamine and chondroitin supplement, also has 2 milligrams of manganese. So, you got to watch that.
No, you do to a certain extent, but unless you're really going crazy with the supplements. But your point's well taken, because they put manganese in things you wouldn't think of. And your total, that's actually a good point. Your total manganese can be a lot. I don't know necessarily it would be about manganese toxicity as much as it would be about throwing your minerals out of balance. Because manganese works with other minerals, like magnesium, for example. So you might start to throw things out of balance, which is really the big issue with supplements, I got to tell you. You know, that's why I've always said.
By the way, I listened to one of your repeat broadcasts of a show where you had a guy that called in who had multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
And he was saying how he was taking like 100,000 international units of vitamin D, and you were like, no, that's not really a good idea, and you explain why. That was a good show.
It really throws things off. A lot of supplements do, and I'm on record, and I say this a lot, and I'll say it again. I don't like that I have to supplement, and it's just not a great idea, but we don't have a choice. We've created a world where our food is crap, where we subsist on...
Maybe if you live in a place like Japan, you can get away with no supplements.
With all the radiation there, I don't know if that's the case. You know, with all that, all the nutrients that are spent detoxifying the body from radiation, I'm not sure.
Well, I'm talking about pre-Fukushima,
Pre-Fukushima. Okay. Maybe pre-Fukushima. And you know what? But here's something else. You want to hear something else? And you sound like a smart guy, so you maybe appreciate this. Yeah, have you heard of the blue zones?
No.
Blue zones are areas around the world where people live to be 100 or more, and they live successfully. Sardinia is a blue zone. I forgot some of the other ones. There's one in Japan. There's one in South America. But there's one in Loma Linda, California, that's a blue zone, where people live to be over 100. He's like, Loma Linda, California. What the heck's in Loma Linda, California? California is one of the most toxic states in the union. It's just polluted like with fertilizers and air pollutants and industrial pollutants. It's just a polluted state, like all states are. What's up with Loma Linda, California? Why is it a blue zone? You know why? Because they're Seventh-day Adventists there, and they live a clean life. And they may not be hip to supplementation, but they're hip to all the spiritual strategies of being a Seventh-day Adventist. They fast. They pay attention to the foods they eat. Seventh-day Adventists are notorious for that. And they live to be over 100. They're part of the blue zone. So there are things we can do, is what I'm saying. It's not all doom and gloom. But supplementation, I believe, is a necessary. It's something for most of us, including myself, is necessary. And I've seen, personally, with my own eyes, I've seen incredible things happen when people get on a supplement program. All right. Thanks for your call, Chris. Appreciate it. And I'm sorry if we left on hold. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that.